Okay, we're back. Let's do this thing here. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this Monday, November 26th. How's it going out there? Everybody come out of their carb comas. It's Dave here with you. I am back. I am replenished, unlike my beer fridge. And I even survived putting up Christmas lights on my roof for the first time ever. Very excited about that. In fact, I'm even still finding pieces of gutter clips in my pockets as I speak to you here this morning. What do we do on the show today? Well, that's why we're here, right? Let's get to it. John decided to still keep up with the golf world over vacation, but skipped a rather important part for this past weekend's big pay-per-view match between Tiger and Phil Mickelson. There was a loser in Lakerland that needed to be heard. We found out about some sleaze at the sea and shared four random facts with Cindy Graham. There's a chandelier shagger across the pond, which we also heard about today before talking to Chris Epting, our good musicologist buddy. He broke down all things Detroit Rock City. We thinned the herd of human stupidity, as we always do Monday morning, and also talked Cyber Monday. Yes, indeed. Go get your deals out there online while you're listening to this here podcast, okay? Happy shopping. Happy holidays. Let's do this thing here. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, being the golf fan that I am, right, you can only imagine how thrilled I was to find out, you know, that that big game was happening, big match was happening on Friday with Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, pay-per-view.
And that's the part I did not know. I cannot believe that you spent $20 to watch that.
It's cheaper than Twilight Golf. Why not? Yeah. It's a couple beers.
What's Twilight Golf?
Playing it
cheap golf. Dusk.
Okay.
Yeah, super discounted golf.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
I see.
20
Which
bucks.
Starts at, what, 3 o'clock in the afternoon now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
That's normally what it does, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, most pay-per-view events are what? Like $100. When I heard it was $19.99, I immediately typed in my credit card number.
Because, you know, because I have to tell you, I'm in shock over it because Steve didn't.
I know.
Right? You know,
no one did.
Except me. And you, of all people. You, of all people, Mr. Frugal.
Love you, Tiger. Love you, Phil. You're there because
I
of
heard
me.
It was worth it. I was fun. Couldn't anyway. I was at the Flyers game on Saturday. Okay.
It was fun up until the 20th hole because it was tied. It was really competitive.
Yeah.
When my pay-per-view crapped out and I didn't see the ending of it.
What?
They had a blocked time for it, and the last hole got knocked out. If I had a party, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be in the hospital.
I have to tell you something. I think this demands a refund.
Oh, I'm getting one. Trust me. I was on the phone already with Fios for about an hour this weekend. Getting my $20 back. So it was a deal. Free golf.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So it is a Monday. And on a Monday, of course, we always get to thin the herd to get to the stupid people in the world. But sometimes there's some audio from the stupid people, and we have to find another place for it. Let me introduce you to this Lakers fan. It seems that at the Lakers game, they do this game. Or there's a casino out there called the Pechanga Resort and Casino.
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. And at halftime or between periods, right? They will run this contest where you have to guess, you know, whether someone's got a set of cards. Right. And it labeled, you know, numbered 0 through some number. And you have to guess if the next number is going to be higher or lower.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, it's like classic rock high low.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like that. All right. Here is the woman who holds the contest. All right. There at the stadium with the guy who's going to play.
I'm here with our lucky contestant, David, who will have 30 seconds to guess if the next card shown will be higher or lower than the first card shown at the table. If David guesses all these correctly, he will win a Pechanga getaway package. David, are you ready? Let's get started. Higher or lower than 0?
Lower.
Lower. Well, all right, it looks like your luck right now. Thank you so much for playing tonight's Pechanga high-low game brought to you by Pechanga Resort and Casino.
You can tell she wants to just tear this guy apart.
The silence was deafening.
Yeah.
You hear the crowd start to stir.
Higher or lower than 0?
Lower.
Lower.
2, 3, four, five, six.
Well, all right, it looks like your luck right now. Thank you so much for playing tonight's Pechanga High Logan.
You're an idiot.
Pechanga Resort.
Well, the Doors put it best.
People are strange.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates them.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
I've got an interesting story this morning. Before we get to traffic, I wanted to tell you about this. One would assume that a man like Hugh Hefner, over the years, collected up some really racy photos and videos. Well, he's managed to get rid of them all. Even in death, he's managed to get rid of them all. Actually, it happened just before he died. But the news is just coming out that a guy by the name of Joe Pistaro, apparently took everything at Hef's wishes, took everything, and it was put into a special concrete coffin, taken out to sea, and it is out there somewhere.
Everybody should have a friend like that.
Really. and basically, Hugh explained that he didn't want anyone's lives, marriages, or careers destroyed by what he had in his library. And it wasn't until a couple of days ago that Joe told anybody that he even did this. So he's the only one who knows where about in the ocean this was dropped.
Wow.
And now that it's out there, you know, those hunters, they're going to be looking for it big time.
My new favorite reality show.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, 4 random facts for a Monday morning. Why don't you get us started, Dave?
Alrighty, the M that was printed on each M&M was originally black, and it was changed to white after 4 years.
Oh, I never knew that. Damn. You would think I would remember that.
Boom. Cell phone.
Cindy, what do you got?
The best-selling solo album by any of the Beatles was George Harrison's All Things Must Pass.
Yeah. It was he got to go to his grave knowing that he outsold all of them, at least in one category.
That's cool.
The man they kept from writing songs. All right. Steve?
Woodrow Wilson's wedding was catered by a young chef named Ettore Boyardi. Who would go on to create the brand Chef Boyardee.
Which is how he said his name, and everybody would pronounce it wrong, because it's originally spelled B-O-I-A-R-D-I, and people would get it wrong. So when they put it on a can, it became B-O-Y-A-R-D-E-E.
Boyardee.
So someone down there can explain it to them. And then lastly this morning, Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz were both released in 1939 and both directed by Victor Fleming, who suffered a brief nervous breakdown from directing Gone with the Wind during the day and editing The Wizard of Oz at night. Oh, my God. That's wild. Must have gone over the edge, right? And there you have it, folks. There are your
random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
I don't know what's in the water in England. I know it's not fluoride, right? But but I don't know what the hell is going on there. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had a story about a woman who was had sex with 20 different ghosts?
Yes.
Right?
And married one, I think.
And married one. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, and having sex with ghosts for us has a completely different name, all right? Especially if you're a young boy, all right? But, but.
Go on.
Right? Listen to this woman, right? This woman has something called objectum sexual, which means she's attracted to objects, attracted to objects. And her object is a chandelier.
That's a good looking chandelier.
Right? Yep. She even changed her last name. She changed her last name to Liberty. All right, because her name is Amanda Liberty, because she's also in love with the Statue of Liberty.
She likes pointy things.
Well, this is her explaining her.
Oh, good. I hope.
Yeah.
I was hoping to hear from her.
Just look here.
I'm Amanda Liberty. I'm 33 years old, and I'm in an open relationship with a lot of my beautiful chandeliers that I've got all around me. Now, the reason why Lumiere wears a ring, and I wear the ring on my finger from Lumiere, because she was actually the second chandelier that I got. I had her shipped from Germany over here.
She's wearing a ring that she got from her chandelier, which she named Lumiere. Right? So Disney's going to have something on this.
I think it's cool that her chandelier is open to open relationships.
Yes,
you
want
to find a relaxed chandelier.
Right. Obviously, he likes anybody switching them on.
We need to hear from the chandelier.
I want to visit the lady now with her at Home Depot. See her go bananas.
John DeBella.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
He's an author, he's a musicologist, he's the man who gave us the book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 70s. He's the one and only Chris Epting. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I am fine. Why are you laughing at your name?
I've got to mention you, by the way, we hockey fans out here on the West Coast have been very impressed with Gritty. Just so you know.
Yes,
as you should be. I have to tell you, when he first came out, there was a real backlash about him, and within 24 hours, it changed. It went from, we hate him, we hate him, we love him.
The teams out here, you know, are looking at that, thinking, we gotta make a move here.
I can't wait for the knockoffs,
right.
Yeah.
It worked out because we criticized it right away in Philadelphia, and then the nation started to criticize, and we were like, hold on a minute, I would take a bullet for Gritty.
He's our uncle, right. We can talk about him, but you can't.
All right, well, let's get into some music today, and another one of the bands that says, well, this is it. I'm talking about Kiss. And let's talk about Detroit Rock City. And let me get this straight. This song really wasn't this song. This was part of another song, and they just sort of, you know, clipped the pieces off of one thing, clipped pieces off of something else, and then we got Detroit Rock City?
I gotta tell you, I'm coming at this as a charter Kiss Army member, 1975, 13 years old. I mean, I was into this, all right?
Okay.
So I'm an original, and I totally appreciate Kiss. But yeah, Detroit Rock City, that incredible opening riff, that da-na-na-na-na-na, that's actually cribbed from another Kiss tune called Acrobat, which never made it onto an official release. I think they put in a box set or something.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at old clips from the early 70s, some early live clips, you can see and hear the beginning of Detroit Rock City as part of a tune called Acrobat, which is, you know, kind of an interesting way to get into the song. But then that song, I don't know if you remember, just the whole album, Destroyer, Bob Ezrin produced it. It was a pretty big deal. To get a guy like Ezrin, who was going to soon do Pink Floyd, who had done Lou Reed and Alice Cooper, he was a big-time producer, had a lot of great ideas. And I think that song, beautifully produced, but there's some interesting things on it. There's a thing where Paul Stanley sings, you know, moving fast down 95. 95 was the highway in New York, as
right.
You might remember.
Yeah.
Not Detroit. 75 was in Detroit. So when they realized that after the fact, on the liner notes, they actually changed the lyrics to say, moving fast, doing 95, as if 95 miles an hour, which he never sings. So it's kind of a funny, you know, they do this whole Detroit homage, right? But they get the road wrong, which is kind of funny.
Well, that's okay. Journey found out there's no such place as South Detroit, so.
Right. But does it really matter, you know?
Exactly.
And another interesting part about that tune, which Gene Simmons told me face-to-face, was that back then, remember the early tune Freddy's Dead by Curtis Mayfield?
But Curtis Mayfield, yeah.
He kind of cribbed that, the middle part, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. He sort of lifted that and made it part of Detroit Rock City, which gives it another kind of weird hybrid thing. And, you know, people forget, too, this tune came out in 76. That dual guitar thing at the end between Paul and Ace, that went on to really influence a lot of metal bands like Iron Maiden, Scorpions, Judas Priest. Kiss, I know, it gets dismissed in a lot of ways for the music, but back in the day, they were, from a metal standpoint, very influential. And this tune just wraps up a lot of, I think, really interesting elements into a Kiss classic, which I know they'll be playing on the farewell tour.
All right, well then, all together, let's get the da-na-na-na's going. You ready?
Let's do it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Quick question, because I was pretty sure we were playing. Right? Did anybody drop out of the LDB Little Drummer Boy game?
Not yet. God. I'm still in it. I was thinking about it yesterday because I was in a store and there was Christmas music on. And
right.
Luckily enough, I was in and out before LDB.
B. Yeah. Right.
No, I'm done. I'm toast.
I'm
done.
Because you said you were out, and I said it didn't start until after Thanksgiving dinner.
That is true. I forgot that good old Nat King Cole likes to bust that little ditty out every once in a while. I was like, I'll put on some nice dinner music. And Lauren was like, I'll just put on a Christmas record. I was like, all right, I got some Nat. Throw it on. Done. First song.
All right. Side A. What about yourself, Cindy?
No, I haven't heard nothing. Yeah,
you haven't heard nothing yet. Okay. All right. By the way, if you don't know about this, the LDB game is how long can you go? And you can only play it with honest people in your group. You know, so how long can you go before you hear Little Drummer Boy in any form? You know, Mannheim Steamroller, Joan Jett, the Ray Conniff Singers, who are the people who originally did it, right?
What about Carolers at your door?
Carolers at that would
count. That'll knock you out?
You have to avoid
it
altogether.
Do people still do that?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Nobody comes a-wassailing to your house?
No one. It's 2018. Nobody is going door-to-door caroling.
Well, obviously you haven't met Cindy's daughters yet.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
We haven't done the intro of the Thin the Herd in ages.
I hope Bill's listening.
Thin the Herd. Yeah, I know how much he loves it. Especially when I turn the echo on. Back in the old west. How come the echo isn't working?
Oh, no.
Where's the echo?
Just do it yourself.
Where's the echo?
Back in the old west.
Back in the old west, as cowboys move cattle across this great land of ours, some of those cows couldn't make it. They'd slow down the drive, they'd weaken the rest, and eventually the cowboys would have to remove them from the group. They would, in fact,
thin the herd.
Now, we feel the same needs to be done to some people in our own society. So once again, here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, it's time to
thin the herd.
Nice.
And okay,
you nailed it there.
At least I got the timing.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I don't know what happened to the echo, though. Right. So, if you're an ordinary middle-aged dude and a young, attractive stranger seduces you out of nowhere, maybe there's an alternative. Maybe an alternate, what's the word?
Method?
Motive. Ah, motive is the word I'm looking for.
That's close.
All right, a 52-year-old guy from New Jersey, doesn't say what town, last week was gambling in Connecticut. Oh, no, he was gambling in Florida. Oh, I'm in Florida. Fantastic. At Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Florida.
Okay.
All right. Well, a 30-year-old woman named Cassidy Paris, no, that doesn't sound made up, right? Cassidy Paris walked up to him, told him he looked stressed, and offered to go up to his hotel room to give him a massage.
Hmm.
And he didn't see anything suspicious about that. Just, no, beautiful girl walks up, let me massage you.
Happens all the time.
They get up there, they start kissing, then Cassidy heads off to the bathroom, and shortly after that, the guy hears his hotel room door open and close. It turns out that Cassidy had been scamming him. What a shocker there. She made off with $10,000 in cash, $6,100 in chips, and his $50,000 watch.
Oh, man.
All right. Fortunately for him, the cops were able to find her on surveillance video from the casino where they saw footage of her getting into a car, and they tracked the car to a motel 4 miles away where she was arrested.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
I have another scam.
Okay.
This one involving a Dearborn, Michigan woman who was scammed out of $30,000 after she believed that she was in a legitimate online relationship with one Mr. Tom Cruise. Yes. She said she friended
He's
Tom.
He's so lonely.
Yeah, quote, Tom Cruise. She friended him on Facebook nearly 6 months ago. Then the star started instructing her on some things to do, like deposit 3 fraudulent checks he was sending her, each worth $9,800 into her personal checking account. When she went to the bank to withdraw the nearly $30,000 in that faux Tom put there, the fake Tom put in there, she saw that her account balance was $7,000 in the red. She then went to the local police department to say she wanted to prosecute this man if they could ever find who he was. So just so you guys know, the next time you get something from Ryan Gosling that says he really likes you, it's probably not actually him.
In the herd.
How do you fall for a celebrity all of a sudden texting you? Right, you know, emails back and forth. Tom Cruise, yeah, I picked you out of all of the Americans.
If they were texting me, it might be a little bit different.
Yes.
Mainly because of the line of work we're in.
What do you got, Dave?
Back to Florida. The police.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Surprised at that. The police in Volusia County ran a sting operation last week where they caught seven men who showed up at a house because they thought there was a 14-year-old girl there who they'd been chatting with online. But one of these pieces of human trash had an excuse we've never heard before.
Okay.
34-year-old James Bowen of Gainesville said he knew it was a setup all along, but he went anyway because he thought it'd be cool to see one of these stings in action. Might get on that Predator show. The excuse didn't work, obviously, because he and the six other predators are facing felony charges.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, I can top yours.
Okay.
I can Please top do. Yours. All right. Dylan Martin has an extra 6 months that has been added to his sentence. He's in England. He's in jail in England. And authorities found a suspicious signal happening in the building that led him straight to his cell. That's the one with the bars we're talking about. All right. And they found a cell phone.
Okay.
All right. They found it in a special place.
Oh, jeez.
Right? They found it in his butt.
Put your gloves on.
Okay, all right. They confiscated the booty from his booty, right? But Martin was adamant, and this is the best part. Martin was adamant that the device didn't belong to him at all, and he didn't know it was there.
There it is, the classic.
Okay. But seeing that the SIM card had all of his family and friends stored in the contacts, he decided to come clean when they brought that up to him. And, well, he's got 6 extra months on his sentence.
In the herd.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Dave, did you do any of the Black Friday stuff? That, you know, normally you're the one we count on for going out in the crowd.
Yeah. Now that I have a toddler, it's not really big a holiday as it used to be for us. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, diapers to be had.
Well, supposedly all hell broke loose at a couple of different Walmarts.
I saw some
footage. Did you see any of this footage? I mean, they tried to contain the madness by directing people to the best deals with maps, marked paths on the floor, certain things blocking aisles. And all you see when you see these videos, this is from... Can you hear the security guards? Stop back. And you see people just passing TVs over to each other.
Right.
I mean, it's just, oh my God. You know, that's why I prefer Cyber Monday. You know, I could sit home in my underwear and just, you know, shop.
John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.